This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each of you. Thank you so much for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest this hour is Rebecca Rupp. She is a professional writer with a Ph.D. in cell biology and biochemistry and has written over 200 articles for national magazines and nearly two dozen books, fiction and nonfiction, for both children and adults. She sets the bar for great writing and research, and it's a pleasure to have her back on the Easy Organic Gardener. Before I ask Rebecca to join me, I want to make sure you receive a copy of our new Spring Organic Home Garden Farm and Pet Catalog. We have what you need from organic pest control, traps, natural insecticides, composting supplies, tools, natural fertilizers, seeds, pollination supplies, pet care, and much more. If you're concerned about mosquitoes, grasshoppers, mite grubs, we have the non-synthetic solution with over 2,000 products. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organic Spring Catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's A-R-B-I-C-O organics.com. Click on the catalog on our homepage, or you can call 1-800-SOS-BUGS. That's 1-800-SOS-BUGS. And one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. During business hours, we always answer our phone with a live person. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. You can be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there. And you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you about my esteemed and very special guest, Rebecca Rupp. Rebecca Rupp lives in a small town in northern Vermont where she can see Canada from her back porch. She has a Ph.D. in cell biology, biochemistry, though she now works as a professional writer. She has written nearly two dozen books, both nonfiction and fiction, both for kids and adults. And of these, How Carrots Won the Trojan War won the Garden Writers Association gold medal in 2012. Like many of us, her garden is often full of weeds. However, she does well with tomatoes, eggplants, and poblano peppers. She says, I try, which is really great because we all do. Rebecca has been a guest on the Easy Organic Gardener before, and it's a great pleasure to have her back as my guest this hour. And now I would like to ask Rebecca Rupp to join me. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you? What is the weather like out there? Because we're waiting for some gardening weather to hit northern Vermont.
Whoa, it is so fantastic here. You know, we're in the 70s, and so this is the time of the year when people from the north, they come to visit us. We call them the snowbirds because they get out of that wicked cold weather and come down here where it's so gorgeous, and everything's in bloom. And so it's really a gorgeous and glorious time of the year for us. I know it's so cold where you're at.
It's in the 40s. The wind is blowing.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, you know, where you live, it is so beautiful. And in order to have all that verdant beauty around you and flowers and, you know, everything that's there, you have to have those mean winters. So,
well, I have to say the asparagus is coming up, so there's hope.
That is hopeful. And anybody that grows asparagus, my hat's off to them, because that's a wonderful plant to grow, and it's so fun to just pick it off and eat it right out of the garden. So I'm an asparagus lover. So good for you.
Me too. You know, we were superstitious about asparagus for years because we moved around quite a bit, and I would start these asparagus beds. You know, I'm convinced there are people all over the country who are eating my asparagus. So we thought, no, we're not going to plant this because it means we'll move. But we did, and we're doing okay so far. So.
You were just planting it for everybody else to enjoy.
Yes, I was totally generous.
Well, some people say what comes around goes around. So see, that's why your asparagus is showing up now. Oh, because it does take a bit for it to catch on. You know, it's just not ready the minute you plant it. So you have to kind of stay around to harvest it.
Yeah, I think 3 to 4 years is kind of the rule of thumb.
It's an amazing plant. We actually, as a company, work with the largest asparagus growers, I should say, in the world. And where they are is in a place called Caborca, Mexico. They provide 80% of the asparagus to the United States from the months of December until May. And it's so interesting because if we were looking at a picture of the planet, and you're looking at North and South America, if you go down below the equator, just the same amount of distance south of the equator as north of the equator is Peru. And in the months when Mexico does not provide, Peru does. Just the opposite. It's the most amazing thing. So asparagus needs a sandy soil. And when you see these huge asparagus, I mean, we're talking 10,000 hectares, not acres, hectares of asparagus. It's just amazing to see this enormous industry that's been created over something that, you know, a lot of people didn't know what it was in the first place. So, but we love it, right?
Right. And, you know, what fascinated me about it is, you know, I had not realized until I started researching how carrots won the Trojan War that asparagus was not native to North America. They think the primal asparagus was this little maritime plant that grows around the Mediterranean coastline, which actually is now endangered because so many people have tromped around the coastline and stepped on it. But the stuff that came over here promptly escaped from all these early colonial gardens, which is why we're loaded with wild asparagus. So
that's interesting. See, that's what I love so much about your book. You know, the one that you... it is always on my bookshelf. I've told so many people about it. But for those of you who are listening, I want to just make sure you get a chance to write this down. This book is the greatest.
Oh, how nice of you.
It is one of my absolute most favorites. And I'll tell you, tell us the name of the book so I get it exactly.
It's called How Carrots Won the Trojan War.
That's
and the subtitle is Curious But True Stories of Common Vegetables.
It is the most fun book to read. It's so well read. It's written, and it's just an easy read and delightful. I just love that book. So anyway, I learned an awful lot about, you know, things that, you know, all the funny stories, and we're going to be talking about some of them today. But just so we can catch up real quick before we go on, we've got like 30 seconds before we go on break. Actually, what we're going to do before we go on break is we're just going to, how are you doing? What's been going on?
Oh, with me?
Mm-hmm.
Still writing. You know, I'm doing a lot with a blog for National Geographic that's called The Plate, which I love writing for. I write on food, science, and history, and do 4 to 6 articles a month for them. So that's been really exciting, and I've learned a tremendous amount of stuff.
So we're going to come back and hear all about this when we come back from the break. And those of you listening, don't go away, because we are coming right back with Rebecca Ruff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. And with me is the amazing Rebecca Rupp. She is an author. She is a PhD. She's a gardener, and she's with us this hour, and we're so glad to have her with us. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're always such a delight. It's so fun to have you on the show, and you're so knowledgeable about so many things. Talk to us a little bit about, before we get into our questions, because I just, while I was doing my research, I did not know you had written all this. I mean, you have been one busy lady.
I know.
the plate is so neat. I love that. I was just having so much fun reading that all the articles there. Tell us how that came about.
Well, the plate actually came about through how Carrots won the Trojan War. They liked the book and so invited me to be a blogger on their new food history and science blog. And as part of this, I actually had a stunning, 10 seconds on television. They did I think it's a three-part series through National Geographic called Eat, the History of Food. So I got to go to New York and be made up and be filmed talking about nutmeg. It was very exciting.
Oh, I mean, some of these articles that you've written, Eating with the Aztecs on Cinco de Mayo. Yum. And, of course, that whole part of the country, northeastern part of the United States, food is really good there. So, I mean, you certainly are not going to have any lack of things to write about.
Oh, food history is lush. I love this stuff.
Isn't it? Breadfruit and the bounty that brought it across the ocean. I love this stuff. And also, you've got a wonderful website, which is called Rebecca Rupp Resource. And tell us a little bit about that website.
Oh, Rebecca Rupp Resources, is that a mouthful to say, .com, actually grew out of the fact that my husband and I homeschooled our three sons. And in the course of homeschooling, I wrote a number of books on the process and did a lot of articles on resources for homeschoolers. So basically, this is a thematic website that just talks about, it's got a gardening chunk, all the resources, the books, the activities you might do with your children or grandchildren if they're interested in gardening. So there are a lot of different topics on that site.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Art, Middle Ages, Lewis Carroll and Alice, Vikings, colors, eggs, trees, penguins, Paul Revere. I like the one on insects, of course, on the bees.
Of course.
So anybody listening, this is a fabulous website, Rebecca Rupp, R-U-P-P, resources.com. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of the things we were planning on visiting about today. And there is always a discussion about the difference between a fruit and a vegetable. So once and for all, can you please clarify, what is a vegetable anyway?
No, I can't, but I can talk about it. I love this. There's a botanical definition, there's a culinary definition, and there's a political definition. I mean, when you start right off the top, a fruit is defined as anything that it develops from the fertilized ovary of a flower. So peppers, tomatoes, eggplants, cucumbers, pumpkin, squash are all fruits. Anything else you eat that's part of a plant that is not a fruit is a vegetable. So leaves, spinach and lettuce, roots, beets and carrots, bulbs, onions, basically anything that's not a fruit and that you eat on a plant is a veggie. So a problem arose in the late 1800s. A guy named John Nix imported a load of tomatoes from the West Indies. And at the time, there was a tariff levied against foreign vegetables. So when the customs officer pulled over Nix's tomatoes, he said, no, I know my botany and these are fruits. Forget it. Well, this case of the tomatoes went all the way to the Supreme Court, where the presiding Justice Gray ruled that the tomato, no, it was a vegetable because it was eaten with the main meal, along with the meat and potatoes rather than as dessert along with the cookies. Therefore, culinarily, it was a vegetable. Well, subsequently, the same thing came up with beans, which a savvy importer said, no, these are seeds. Which, of course, they are. But this went all the way to the Supreme Court with opposing sides bringing out seed catalogs to show that beans were seeds. And the opposing counsel pulling out baked bean recipes to show that these things were eaten for dinner and therefore were vegetables. So beans became vegetables. Then subsequently it turned out that truffles and onions and water chestnuts were all ruled to be vegetables in court cases. But rhubarb, not rhubarb, rhubarb was a fruit, presumably because of strawberry rhubarb pie. Well, then it got even more complicated because in modern times the European Union has ruled that carrots, sweet potatoes, and tomatoes are all fruits because you can make jam from them. So, and then, frankly, our very own states have muddied the waters here because we now have state vegetables and fruits. And this whole state vegetable and fruit thing came into being because of the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, where there was, along with a whole bunch of other stuff, like a herd of ostriches and a map made out of pickles and a 22,000-pound cheese, there was a national garland of flowers for which each state picked their flower. And this proved to be so popular that states went on to pick, you know, state trees, state birds, state rocks, state muffins, state fossils. Texas has a state footwear. You'll never guess. The cowboy boot.
Of course.
But when it comes to fruits and vegetables, Tennessee and Ohio, I have to look this up every time, both have the tomato as their state fruit. Arkansas, who just sat on the fence, has the tomato as their state fruit and their state vegetable. Louisiana, who has the state, the sweet potato is their state fruit, but which is totally wrong, but picked the tomato as their state vegetable plant. But my very favorite is Oklahoma, whose state fruit is the strawberry, but their state vegetable is the watermelon. Oklahoma has a lot of strawberry growers and a lot of watermelon growers, both of whom wanted attention. But they finally argued the watermelon in there because it's a relative of cucumbers and gourds, which makes it sort of vegetable-like rather than fruit-like. So there we have it.
I just love that. And there's the political part that we're talking about. That is so funny. We're going to take another quick break, doggone it, and when we come back, we're going to have a whole lot more of Rebecca Ruff and her amazing stories and discoveries. So take a quick break. We won't be gone very long. We'll come right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Cabrera de Fry. And with me is Rebecca Rupp. She's a professional writer with a PhD in cell biology and biochemistry. She's written over 200 articles for national magazines and nearly 24 books, fiction and nonfiction. And her book, How Carrots Won the Trojan War, won the Garden Writers Association Gold Medal in 2012. Yahoo! Welcome back, Rebecca.
Thank you, Sherry.
Oh, my goodness sakes. So, let's see. We were starting to talk about those veggies. And let's talk a little bit about those baby vegetables. What's the deal on those, and what's the story of bunny balls?
Oh, baby vegetables. I had always believed that a baby vegetable was actually an infant vegetable. You know, it was picked young off the vine before it got a chance to grow up into an adult vegetable. But it turns out, for example, that baby spinach is not really baby spinach. It's adult spinach that just happens to be small. And I got fascinated by this and immediately started looking up baby vegetables all over the place. And it turns out that some are babies and some are, you know, actually just shrimpy adults. Baby beets, for example, you know, those little tiny ping pong size beets are adult but small beets. And there are genuinely baby carrots that are tiny little cultivars of carrots that just never get very large. But most of the things that we see as baby carrots are carved up adult carrots. And this was actually the idea of a gentleman in California, I believe, who saw so many deformed, funny-looking carrots, which were perfectly good carrots, but, you know, didn't look like nice, straight, supermarket-worthy carrots, going to waste, that he thought, you know, why don't we cut them into attractive shapes and market them? And so initially he was selling these as little spheres and calling them bunny balls, not baby carrots. Bunny balls didn't go over very well, but subsequently they started taking these waste-deformed, funny-looking carrots and cutting them up into what looked like little miniature carrots and selling them as baby carrots instead, which became wildly popular. But then there's baby cucumbers, which are actually a tiny but adult form of a seedless Persian cucumber. And there are baby avocados are actually just non-fertilized avocados that never develop a seed. So they look like little, they're about the size of little dill pickles and seedless. Baby broccoli is adult. Sometimes it's called broccolini. And it's a hybrid of ordinary broccoli and a Chinese kale. So it's not an infant either. So be very careful when you see the word baby attached to a vegetable.
You should call it diminutive or shrimpy or juvenile or something of that nature.
Or puny. I mean, look at artichokes. There are baby artichokes that are actually simply runts. They're the artichokes that are growing sort of at the bottom of the stalk, and they're being overshadowed by the bigger, lusher artichokes up on top. So they're adults. They're just stunted.
Isn't that amazing? I love that we can take something that normally someone would be sort of disdainful over and turn it into something that people can use. And then somehow, when you say the word baby, everybody just sort of gets a smile on their face, and they get so, like, happy. It's like, oh, a baby.
Oh, I know. You know, they say that. The whole language of describing food is really evocative. You know, depending on what you say, it can make or break a dish in a restaurant. This is why, you know, crispy and fresh are...
Well, hamburger versus ground up muscle of animal with fat.
Right. I mean, once you call something pink slime, you know it's not going to go no matter what it is.
Exactly. So what about some other famous veggies and people? You talk in your book, How Carrots Won the Trojan War, you write about famous veggies and people. So what about this pirate who named the bell pepper?
Oh, that has to be one of my favorite stories ever. The pirate who named the bell pepper, or who first described it and named it in English, was a guy named Lionel Wafer, who in the late 17th century was a surgeon in the British Navy who jumped ship and joined up with the pirate William Dampier. And he couldn't have picked a better pirate if he was going to be interested in food, because Dampier, who's sometimes been called the pirate of exquisite mind, he was a naturalist. He was an author, a very creative guy, sailed around the world three times and published a travel book about it, which became a bestseller. And his journals are wonderful. I mean, he ate everything he came across. Flamingos, armadillos, locusts, ostrich eggs, Galapagos tortoises. And his journal has what they think is the first English recipe for guacamole and for mango chutney. So he was a fascinating pirate and might have been Lionel's role model. So Lionel got wounded in a gunpowder explosion. And his shipmates dropped him off in Panama to recover. So he spent over a year living there with the Panamanian natives, during which he observed peppers, among many, many other things. And they came back to pick him up and didn't recognize him because he was in a loincloth with a bone in his nose. But he went back with the pirates, sailed for another few years, and then decided he'd collected enough pieces of aid. So he decided to settle down in Virginia, in Williamsburg, where he was promptly arrested for piracy, which was illegal. But he talked his way out of it. In the meantime, he had written a book about his stay in Panama that was translated into multiple languages and sold all over the place. So maybe by then he had some clout and was able to get off with a fine rather than by being hanged, which was the usual fate of pirates. But his money all went to found the new College of William and Mary. So if you've got some William and Mary graduates out there, you know, pirate loot. That's what funded you. So in this book that Lionel Wafer wrote was the first English description of the bell pepper. It's not clear why it was called the bell pepper. Maybe it was thought to be vaguely bell-shaped. But there it is, the bell pepper.
Oh, what a great story. Makes me want to get those books and read them. I mean, what an amazing history. Three times around the world, writes books, naturalist, and still has time to be a pirate.
Oh, I know. There's a wonderful biography of him out there that I think is called A Pirate of Exquisite Mind. Oh, goodness. I can't remember who wrote it. But worth looking up.
Definitely. Well, and of course, all of this is in the book, so How Carrots Won the Trojan War. So those of you who are listening, you really need to get this book because it is so enlightening, educational, and really entertaining. Speaking of peppers, there's always a lot of controversy about which pepper is really the hottest, and I think you may be able to tell us about it. So what is the very hottest pepper right now?
Right now, it's always kind of a rolling score because the minute you think you've got the hottest pepper, somebody comes out with a hotter pepper. The absolute hottest that we know of right now is a pepper called the Carolina Reaper, as in Grim Reaper, I'm assuming, which clocks in at 2.2 million Scoville heat units. Now, a jalapeno at most is probably about 8,000. Scoville heat units. So, this thing, I don't know how you even pass by the bush, but it is hot.
Without catching on fire.
Maybe just like, a couple of years ago, do you remember the ghost pepper?
Oh, yeah.
Was from India. And the ghost pepper was supposed to be amazing because I think it was the first hot pepper to break a million Scoville units. And so, awesome.
That was the big one. We're going to take another quick break. We're coming right back with Rebecca Ruff and more of her amazing stories. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Buddy, you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. With me this hour is the amazing Rebecca Rupp. She's a scientist, she's an author, she's a blogger, she's a mother, she's a gardener, and she's written nearly 24 books, both nonfiction and fiction, both for kids and adults. And of these, which is one of my favorites, How Carrots Won the Trojan War, won the Garden Writers Association Gold Medal in 2012. That's so amazing. Welcome back, Rebecca.
Well, thank you.
It's going by so fast. This is the last segment. So you're always so fun to talk to. You've got such great stories, and you're so articulate. I love the way you elegantly express what you're talking about, and just everybody gets so excited. So, you know, speaking of exciting, everyone could use a little help with their love life. Are there that you know of that have that ability?
Well, historically, anything in the garden that is even vaguely cylindrical has been touted at one time or another as an aphrodisiac, except cucumbers, which are cold. Forget cucumbers. But asparagus is a biggie. That dates back at least to the ancient Romans. Pliny the Elder, who wrote this massive 37-volume natural history, which is really great fun to poke through, cites asparagus as a sex booster. He also points out that if you're rubbed all over with asparagus in oil, you will never, ever be stung by bees. Mm. So I can't vouch for that one. Asparagus is in the Kama Sutra. It's in all these Renaissance-level, you know, sex advice manuals. There was a story that in France, bridegrooms used to be fed 3 courses of asparagus on their wedding nights. And asparagus was sometimes banned from girls' schools for fear of inflaming susceptible teens. So there you go. Madame Pompadour, who was the mistress of Louis XV, apparently fed the king on asparagus, and we've still got a surviving recipe from her, which is basically asparagus and hollandaise sauce, but sounds good. Her asparagus, though, was a blanched asparagus with purple tips. Often the blanched asparagus is very popular. popular in Europe. They have these German asparagus festivals that are devoted to their white asparagus, as opposed to our more preferred green. But in the 19th century, there was a British, I don't know if it was a cavalry unit, but it was certainly a military unit that called themselves the Pompadours because they had purple facings on their uniforms, which was not only the color of Madame Pompadour's asparagus, but was supposedly the color of her underwear. So, asparagus has always been salacious.
Maybe that's where that hairdo came from. She ate so much asparagus, it just...
Well, carrots.
Wild hair, too. What about
carrots are kind of interesting in that, the whole Trojan War story is that carrots were eaten by these soldiers who were holed up in the Trojan horse waiting to be dragged into Troy because supposedly carrots would bind their bowels. And clearly the Trojan horse was no place for bathroom breaks. But as far as I know, there's no evidence that carrots do any such thing. You think all that fiber, that wouldn't be a good idea. On the other hand, the ancient Greeks supposedly fed stewed carrots to their female captives to break down their inhibitions and loosen them up. So apparently you can do anything with carrots.
Well, they certainly, and I think it's funny too because people think carrots are all orange when they come in all sorts of colors and sizes and shapes.
Oh yeah, the original carrot, they think it came from Afghanistan and was purple, was an anthocyanin laden carrot, and we grew those last year and I loved them. We got some multicolored carrots and those were a real hit.
Anything with anthocyanins is so healthy for us. I mean, that's a good thing. It's interesting how we sort of breathe the good out of certain substances sometimes without knowing it. We go for the cosmetological approach versus what might be, more of a benefit to our health.
Taste. I've been reading quite a bit about, pumpkins and apples. Both of which have been bred such that we just don't—they don't taste as good as they used to.
Yeah.
So.
That you have to breed something or grow something that can travel 1,300 miles. It has a long shelf life. It won't bruise easily, and it has a particular cosmetological appearance on the outside, but what we do is we compromise all the good stuff on the inside. I agree with you there. There's nothing like going to your own garden and picking your own greens and your own veggies and your own fruits, and right then and there and having yourself whatever it is, a salad or whatever you're going to make with them. I mean, the taste is there's no way to describe the difference.
Oh, I am so looking forward to that because, the winter tomato is pretty much of an abomination. They may ship beautifully, but, these are not the tomatoes that we all know and love.
No, not at all. No flavor. Pretty to look at. They look great on your kitchen table with, other not too tasty things. But, they look real pretty.
I know. Well, it's spring now.
Any moment now. Why do beets always get such a bum rap? Why don't people? I love beets.
I love beets too.
Oh, I adore.
But apparently, the problem with beets is that people say they taste like dirt, and actually, they do taste a little bit like dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Beets pick up a compound it's called geosmin. And it's a compound that's made by soil microbes, and it gives things a little bit of a muddy taste. And we're very, very sensitive to it. We can taste it in, like, one part per trillion. If it's there, we can sense it. And if you've got too much, it is overwhelming. It can make catfish taste muddy. If you get a little bit too much in your wine grapes, it doesn't do your wine any good.
No.
But I think it gives beets a nice little garden soil edge. But this is what puts a lot of people off. Beets and Brussels sprouts often pop up on lists of most disliked vegetables.
It's interesting. I mean, you either just really love them. I mean, my husband will tolerate them, but he's not like, hey, can we have some baked beets tonight? You know, I serve them, and he one night is good, but two, he's like, all right, I've had enough of that.
But, you know, everybody's got something.
Yeah.
You know, I often when I give veggie talks, I ask, you know, do you have favorites? Do you have most hated? And, you know, I have to admit, the one I don't like is lima beans. And this is all my fault. My entire family likes lima beans. It's just me. But there you have it.
A lot of people.
There's something about that texture.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like lima beans. It's an interesting thing. You never see them in any of the organic stores. At least I've never seen them for sale. You might see them at a farmer's market, and of course, from your own garden, you can buy them frozen organic. But and my husband doesn't like lima beans either. I love them, but you know, I think it's a matter of preference. And like you said, they do have a strange texture to them. You either really like it or you don't like it. You know, so. And
they're sometimes called butter beans, so that's one of those linguistic things. Maybe that's the way to talk people into it.
Better.
They're not lima beans, they're butter beans.
We've got about a minute left. Tell us what's on the horizon for you. What do we got going on so we can be looking out for what you're doing and stay in tune with you?
Well, actually, for, you know, the past year or more, I've been fooling around with another How Carrots Won the Trojan War type book. It's all on fruits. It's called How Raspberries Ruined a President. At least that's its working title. So that's been a lot of fun.
When is that coming out?
I don't know.
Oh.
as soon as I manage to juggle enough of National Geographic to get it finished. And I'm also working on a biology textbook for college-level kids. So that's quite a chore, too.
Oh, my God.
But interesting.
When do you have time for everything else? You're amazing. I just want to thank
you. No, I just missed deadlines. And
who doesn't? But you are so amazing, Rebecca. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We love you. We'll have you back again. Those of you who are listening, go out and get her book, How Carrots Won the Trojan War. It is a fabulous read. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Carrera. Day by environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.